here's a story from The World.
Now to Tanzania and an election that's getting a lot of attention. Theirs. Last week, Tanzanians voted for president. On Friday, officials there said incumbent John Magufuli was the winner in a landslide. Opposition parties say the election was rigged, and they urge Tanzanians to take to the streets. In recent days, opposition leaders have been arrested. The World's Africa correspondent Halima Gikandi is on the line from neighboring Kenya. So in the past few hours, Halima, we've heard reports that the opposition party leader himself was arrested in Tanzania. What have you been hearing?
So today has been a bit of a whirlwind when it comes to the fallout of this election. First, it started with reports that various members of the Chadema opposition party had been arrested. And I spoke with Tundu Lissu, who was the presidential candidate representing that party. And then a couple hours later, we heard reports that Tundu Lissu himself had been arrested. And I couldn't get in touch with him, but members of his political party and people close to him were confirming that. And then suddenly, there were new reports saying, okay, he had been released, and I was able to call him, and he confirmed he had been arrested in Tanzania and that he was interrogated for a short amount of time. This is what he said about that.
They wanted to know my role in the planned coup d'etat and constitutional change of government. I told them I was only planning to demonstrate against that fraudulent election. That's all.
So he is free for now, but that could change at any moment.
So what are people like Lissu and other opposition leaders calling for now? Are they still telling people to go out and protest?
As of today, yes, they were. And they're calling for new elections. That's the end that they want to see. Lissu, the word he used regarding the elections was the word sham. And just as a reminder, the elections happened last Wednesday, but they've been getting attention for months because the whole election has been riddled and marred with problems and controversies. Last week, we saw internet blockages. Opposition parties have been restricted from running in elections. Some have said their offices have been ransacked in recent months.
What are independent observers saying about last week's vote? Are they saying this election was fraudulent?
There were election observers there in Tanzania to see the election, and I spoke with one of them. His name is Grant Matterson of the Electoral Institute for Sustainable Democracy in Africa. He said members of his team did witness possible cases of ballot stuffing, which is something that the opposition has said, as well as potential cases of fraud. And I'm underlining the words potential because it's still preliminary. That said, this was his general conclusion about the election.
As an example of a healthy democracy at work, we concluded that Tanzania doesn't really meet most meaningful standards of democratic and credible elections in 2020.
And for Tanzania, which has a recent history of open and fair elections, that's pretty damning.
So what's ahead for Tanzania now? Are new elections, as demanded by the opposition, a realistic option?
It's not unprecedented in the region. In Kenya, the country I'm in currently, we have seen election reruns. And in Malawi, even this year, they had new presidential elections. And we saw the opposition candidate in the election rerun win. But the big difference is that in Tanzania, the law actually doesn't allow for that type of contesting of the results. So I asked Tundu Lissu the question you asked me. I mean, how long is he willing and is his party willing to protest the election and call for Tanzanians to do the same? And this is what he said.
We understand that it is going to be very difficult. We understand that it is going to be very dangerous, but we have no option but to continue the struggle for democracy.
And I just want to underline the word dangerous when he says that, because under Magufuli's presidency in the past 5 years, we have seen journalists disappear. We've seen activists disappear. So the danger is real. And Tundu Lissu's arrest today, however brief, really shows that.
The World's Africa correspondent Halima Gikandi with the latest on the disputed presidential election results in Tanzania. Thank you very much, Halima.
Thank you so much, Marco.